Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay. Hilaria Baldwin called out Alec Baldwin for interrupting her during a red carpet interview at the reopening of Planet Hollywood. Take a listen.
I think we're going to see, you know, we're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going
to
be great.
This
season, you're a winner.
Oh my God, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Oh, sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to like just cut him out of the show.
Yeah, cut him out of their reality show. Honey, you're not the one who's famous. Or infamous, whatever. Maybe she is infamous. Federal prosecutors in Michigan have charged a former Eminem studio engineer with allegedly stealing unreleased music and selling it online. Joseph Strange was charged with copyright infringement and interstate transportation of stolen goods. The FBI says they had no trouble catching Strange since the people who purchased the music led investigators right to him. Tina Fey critiqued wealthy individuals with side projects on Amy Poehler's podcast, revealing she has an issue with them pursuing extra income.
I have a problem with rich people having a side hustle.
Yeah. You mean like a podcast or something?
No, this is you're doing work. I'm saying if you sold like, where would my line be for you? Where would I draw the line?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like if I had a rosé.
Ooh, shots fired, Kendall Jenner. And Billboard named Taylor Swift the top female artist of the 21st century. So far, anyway. She's followed by Rihanna, Beyonce, Adele, and Katy Perry. Selena Gomez crashed a screening of her movie Spring Breakers in New York and gave everyone a copy of her upcoming single. Well, that's sweet. Bush rocker Gavin Rossdale and 30 Rock alum Jack McBrayer? You know Jack.
I am sorry to be using my barn voice in front of a lady, but I am riled up.
Well, they seem like unlikely friends, but they're actually really close.
Since I got divorced and was raising the kids on my own, he's come to every Christmas and Thanksgiving that I do with my kids.
Oh, really?
And he, the last Thanksgiving, he sent in, I posted it on my Instagram a little while ago, but he sent me an invoice.
for
his presence.
That's awesome. He celebrates holidays with Jack McBrayer and what's-her-face celebrates with Blake Shelton. I think I'd go with Jack McBrayer. Brian May says, new Queen music is a real possibility? What? And Pete Davidson's new girlfriend may not be as famous as him, but she's a model who's dated some famous people like Jason Sudeikis and Selena Gomez's fiancé, Benny Blanco. Look, she's always had bad taste in men. And a dirt alert. Okay, y'all, this one is so over the top. Kanye West tweeted that Jay-Z and Beyonce's 7-year-old twins, Rumi and Sir, are mentally incapacitated because they were conceived via artificial insemination. And he actually used the R word to describe them. Okay, number one, somebody needs to find out about a conservatorship for Kanye West because this has gone too far. And then secondly, what are you talking about, sir? These are not your children. Please stop. That's it. I gotta go. I need to wash my hands, maybe get some mouthwash. I may even need a shower. That's the Daily Dust. And if you missed it or came in late, you can find it up on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just go to my page on our website, b104fm.com. Go to On Air and click on Audra. The links for the Daily Dust are right there. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. Sayonara, baby.